In Venezuela, supporters of President Nicolas Maduro briefly stormed the National Assembly Sunday, interrupting opposition lawmakers pushing for Maduro's removal from office. About 100 pro-government activists pushed their way past security guards and onto the floor, halting an emergency session of parliament for about 45 minutes. Opponents of President Maduro and his Socialist Party were left furious on Thursday when courts blocked a national referendum on removing Maduro. Lawmakers passed a largely symbolic resolution calling for the international community to help restore democracy by any means necessary. Each side accused the other of fomenting a coup. This is Venezuelan ruling party deputy Hector Rodriguez.
They have made us waste time today in a crude attempt to stage a coup, like in Brazil, like in Paraguay, like in Honduras. In Venezuela, we do not have the conditions for them to stage a coup.
This comes as Venezuela is undergoing a massive economic crisis, which had led to shortages of food, medicine and other necessary goods. In Washington state, police shot and killed a pregnant mother of three inside her home on the Muckleshoot Indian Reservation Friday night. 23-year-old Renee Davis died after a pair of King County sheriff's deputies opened fire on her. In a statement, the sheriff's department said Davis was armed with a handgun. Davis's foster sister said police were conducting a wellness check after receiving a report that Davis was suicidal. A recent investigation by In These Times magazine found Native Americans were more likely to be killed by police than any other group in the United States. Go